بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, we have been discussing the incidents of a number of Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام. And thus far we have spoken about Nabi Nuh, Nabi Hud, Nabi Salih and Nabi Lut عليه الصلاة والسلام. The fifth Nabi that is now discussed on the last page of the 8th juz, and thereafter commencing with the 9th juz, is Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salatu wasalam, who was from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Nabi Shu'ib was sent to the people of Madian. They were also within the Hijaz area, very close to the Red Sea. And the people of Madian, they were also idol worshippers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salatu wasalam to them to teach them Tawheed. But together with being idol worshippers, they were also well known for being very deceitful and treacherous businessmen. They would not be upright or straight in their business dealings. They would commit fraud, bribery, corruption, etc. So Shu'ib alayhi salatu wasalam also informed them regarding this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands that there should be justice, there should be fairness, and that a person should conduct his business dealings in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. So Allah says, we sent to Madian their brother Shu'ib. In other words, he was called their brother because he was from amongst them. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. He said to them, O my people, worship Allah. There is no deity for you besides Him. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. A clear sign has come to you from your Rabb. And thereafter he advised them regarding their business dealings. فَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. So he says to them that make sure you give measure and weight in full. In other words, if you sell something by measure, then ensure that you do not shortchange the customer. Likewise, if you're selling something by weight, whether it be some food item, wheat, etc., then ensure that here also you give the full weight. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. And do not deprive people of their due right. And here Mufassirin have explained that this entails many different aspects when it comes to business dealings. Do not deprive people of their due right. In other words, do not engage in bribery. Do not engage in interest. Do not engage in fraud. Do not shortchange the customer in any way whatsoever. وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. And do not cause mischief in the land after it has been reformed, after it has been set right. In other words, after all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam of the past have come, and they have taught the people how to obey Allah and how to worship Allah, now do not go against this and cause mischief in the land. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. And then to encourage them, to spur them on, he says that this will be good for you. This will be the best for you if you have true iman. If you genuinely believe in Allah, then this will be best, that you abide by the teachings of Allah. Further, he then advises them, وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ تُوْعِدُونَ وَتَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَتَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا. That don't lie in wait at every opportunity, threatening people and hindering, turning away from the path of Allah those who wish to believe, and trying to make the deen of Allah seem crooked, seem as though it is deficient, as though it has weaknesses within it. So this was another thing that they were guilty of, is that together with them not worshipping Allah correctly, they would also become a hindrance, a deterrent to others who wanted to believe. Those who would come to Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salatu wasalam in order to learn from him and in order to learn the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they would hinder these people, they would deter them, they would prevent them from coming to Shu'ib alayhi salam. So he then reminds them, وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ كُنْتُمْ قَلِيلًا فَكَثَّرَكُمْ. He tries to remind them of Allah's favors upon them, that remember when you were few, and then He increased you. And here Mufassirin have explained, قَلِيلًا, you were few, in other words, in number, in strength, in wealth, you did not have many, you did not have the means, and Allah increased you, He increased all of these aspects, He increased you in number, He gave you families and children, He increased you as far as your wealth was concerned, He increased you in your physical strength. وَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And see, what was the outcome of those who caused mischief in the land? If you also want to tread this path, then look in the past and see those who broke the commands of Allah, what happened to them? وَإِن كَانَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ آمَنُوا بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ. Shuaib alayhi salam then says that if a group from amongst you have brought iman in that which I have been sent with, وَطَائِفَةٌ لَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا, and another group does not bring iman, then فَاصْبِرُوا حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَنَا. Just wait for a short while until Allah passes judgment between us. Allah will decide which group is correct, those who have believed in me or those who have rejected me. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ, and he is the best of judges. So he advises his people in this way. Very briefly, the response that the people of Madian give to him. قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ. This is now commencing with the ninth juz. The leaders who were arrogant and who were stubborn from his people said, لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا. That, O Shu'aib, we will exile you, we will expel you and those who have brought iman with you from our town. We will kick you out. أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا, unless you return to our creed. So if you do not wish to maintain the status quo and you want to now go against what we are doing, then we will expel you. قَالَ أَوَلَوْ كُنَّا كَارِهِينَ. So Shuaib alayhi salam says to them that, are you going to force us to believe in what you believe in? Even though we dislike this, how can you now coerce us, compel us to follow your religion? قَدْ افْتَرَيْنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا إِنْ عُدْنَا فِي مِلَّتِكُمْ. And then he says to them that if we have to come back to your creed of idol worship, we would be fabricating a lie against Allah. بَعْدَ إِذْ نَجَّانَ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا. After Allah has saved us from this. So how can we do something like this? وَمَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَعُودَ فِيهَا. It is not appropriate for us to come back to your religion. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا. Except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. Allah wants us to be مُوَحِّدُونَ, to believe in His oneness. وَسِعَ رَبُّنَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. Allah's knowledge encompasses everything. Allah knows our intention. Allah knows what you have set out to do. عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. We have placed our tawakkul, our trust, our reliance upon Allah. And then he makes dua. رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ. He says, Oh Allah, grant a judgment between us and between our people. In other words, grant us victory over our people. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. And you are the best of those who make judgment. You are the best of those who grant victory. So, saying this, he now places the matter in Allah's hands. وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ لَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتُمْ شُعَيْبًا إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ. The leaders, the disbelievers, again they now address the people and say that, listen, if you are going to follow Shu'aib, then you are going to be in a great loss. You will be deprived in this world and all your wealth will be taken away from you. You won't have any social standing anymore. So they try deterring them. Allah eventually sends his punishment. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. Allah says, the earthquake then seized them and they then lay in their homes lifeless, motionless, completely. Every one of them now had passed away. الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا كَأَنْ لَمْ يَغْنُوا فِيهَا. Allah says, those who belied Nabi Shu'aib, it is as though they never existed. How Allah wiped them out just completely like that, as though they did not exist. الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا كَانُوا هُمُ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Those who belied Shu'aib alayhi salam, they were the ones who were the losers. It was not the believers who lost out, but it was these people. فَتَوَلَّا عَنْهُمْ. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam turns away from them. وَقَالَ, and he says, يَا قَوْمِ لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ. O my people, I had conveyed to you the messages of my Rabb. I was a well-wisher to you. فَكَيْفَ آسَى عَلَى قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ. How can I, or why should I now grieve over this group who has rejected? In other words, I did my best. I conveyed the message of Allah to you. But you chose to reject. You chose to disbelieve. I do not even feel any sadness, any grief over you. You have landed yourself up in this problem. And like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys them completely. And Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam and the believers were then saved. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.